Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
If you're a woman and you're feeling stressed out, fatigued, anxious, tired all the time, and you are ready to step into your soft feminine era, this video is for you. I'm going to give you 6 ways that you can activate your soft, light, feminine energy and reset, recalibrate, retune back into the divine feminine being that you are. There is nothing wrong with being in your masculine energy or being in your dark feminine energy. But it's really important that when you're in times of stress or when you're feeling like you're not seeing the results that you want, take a moment to get into your soft, light, feminine energy and reset. Because that is what's going to help your efforts compound for you. And then you're going to be able to see the actual results that you want and not feel so stressed out and overworked for it. The first tip is eating pranic foods. Pranic foods are foods that are closest to life force. So things like vegetables, fruits, whole grains. Usually these are very bright foods. They have a lot of nutrients, very, very yummy stuff. And these foods typically are less processed. So not foods that are going to be cooked multiple times, fried multiple times. You want to get foods that are more raw, more low processing, very light. That will help you sort of cleanse out any dense weight, any stuck energy that's in your body, because it'll help increase the life in you. Now, there's nothing wrong with eating meat. There's nothing wrong with eating fried foods if you like it, but there's so much value in eating pranic foods, maybe for a day, even just for one meal. It will do wonders for your energy. The second tip is sort of a bonus tip to the first tip, and this is cooking or baking something that you enjoy. So it doesn't have to be pranic foods. If there's a meal or a comfort food that you really, really enjoy doing and making, then do that. And do it in a way that is very calm and relaxed. So don't do it for the purpose of getting the meal. Do it for the purpose of having the most enjoyable process. So get all the fun ingredients, use all the bowls, run the dishwasher at the end so you don't have to wash dishes. Like, keep every step of the process very enjoyable. Because when we're tapping into soft feminine energy, we're tapping back into pleasure. We're tapping back into presence. So if you do it by yourself without listening to music, without listening to TV, just enjoying the process of what you're doing. Maybe you're cutting something, mixing something in a bowl. Make every step just so yummy and delicious, and that's just gonna refill your energy so much, so much. The third tip is sunbathing. So I am blessed and lucky to live on the water, so I get lots of sun. I have a lot of access If you don't live in an area where there's any sun or you don't have anywhere to sunbathe, then find yourself some of those sun lamps. I don't know how effective they are at replicating the feeling of the actual sun, but if you have no other option, then do whatever it is that you can do to sort of get that feeling of warmth and light and be able to close your eyes and just relax. Honestly, I love that feeling. I love the feeling of going out and just laying in the sun and feeling like I'm low-key in the oven, like I'm baking a little bit. But that is so relaxing, especially if you take the time to do some breath work while you're in the sun. Oh my gosh, it's gonna cleanse out all of the toxins in your body and you're gonna feel amazing. The fourth tip is being in very loose, comfortable clothing. So if you put on a very soft, long maxi dress, no underwear, no bra, no nothing, you don't want any constrictions, any containment, you just want to feel very loose and free. I personally love the feeling of being naked under a very loose cover. So maybe like a very comfortable robe that you have or a very loose dress. Ugh, it feels so good. And it feels so good to not have to wear anything underneath it. Doing that really helps you get back into that soft femininity, because oftentimes, especially if you go to a traditional job where you have to wear certain clothing, you have to wear certain like makeup, certain hairstyles, you have to wear a bra, you have to wear like button-up shirts or like more constricting clothing, then it's super important to take some time when you're at home to just take everything off and let yourself be in your body. Because I think a lot of the times when we don't honor our own divine flow, our divine bodies and our beauty, our natural beauty, I think we can get really caught up in this like, oh, push-up bra over here and booty shorts over there and super tight scrunchy thing over here and like shapewear over there and like all this stuff that is super fun, don't get me wrong. It's like playing dress up, right? But if you do it too much, it's almost like you forget how comfortable and how beautiful you actually are. So I think it's really important that you take some time to just be bare, be within yourself. Don't be constricted by anything. Don't be upholding any kind of standard. Just be you and let yourself flow and be comfortable. The fifth tip to get back into your soft feminine energy is to be emotional. I'm just kidding. It's not to be emotional, but it's to express your emotions. So I love doing this when I have the house to myself or when I have some time to be alone in my car or somewhere where I have some privacy and just like start letting out everything that I've been feeling lately. Sometimes we get so caught up in trying to be rational and logical that we don't just express our raw, authentic emotions, right? So you want to make sure to have time to sort of decompress everything that you've been thinking and feeling and just yell, rant, scream, right? If you have some negative things or yell in excitement about some super awesome stuff that has just happened that you weren't really able to fully be excited with the people that you were sharing. You know, I know sometimes like we don't want to make others feel jealous, so we don't fully express how excited we are about something. But no, you're that girl, right? Like go say it, say it. And also having your journal with you, I think is really important because then you're able to like say whatever it is that you're saying, empty it out. And then on paper, as you write it out, you're able to really process your feelings and maybe you'll learn something new. Maybe you'll receive a new download. Maybe some sort of inspired action will come. But the feminine is all about flow. She is emotional. She is crazy. All right. So let your crazy out a little bit in a place where you feel safe. Because if you do this with people that don't really vibe with you, they're not on the same page as you in that moment, then they may respond to you in a way that makes you feel bad about expressing yourself. So you really want to honor yourself first, hear yourself first before you take that information to somebody else. Whenever something negative happens, before you react to the other person, if you feel yourself being really triggered, react to yourself first. React within yourself first. Go take some time alone or process it in your head, journal on it, do whatever it is that you need to do, and then go to the other person. You don't owe the other person a quick response if they've triggered you. You don't owe them anything, but you do owe yourself the time and space to process and then come back and be able to make the best decision for yourself in the situation. And last but not least, the sixth tip is somatic dance movement. If you've heard about this before, you know how amazing it can be. It's not just regular dancing. It's almost like dancing from the inside out. It is the highest form of physical expression. So for this, you're definitely going to want some privacy, because any form of other people watching us is going to affect how we dance and how we express our bodies. Because even if you're not consciously thinking about it, at this point, there's so much subconscious programming, and you're just not going to really be able to fully express yourself unless you've been practicing this enough to where you're fully in tune with how your body is expressing itself, and you know what is authentic and what's not authentic, and you can identify that, right? But if this is your first time doing it, I just recommend do it by yourself. You know, close your door, cover the blinds, right? Turn off all the lights. I'm just kidding. Don't turn off the lights. You need to be able to see. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Somatic dance is all about your mind and emotions being connected to your body and expressing yourself through that. So this may look kind of weird. It may not be traditional dance. You may not be like twerking, right? But I mean, or you may be twerking, who knows? Like, whatever it is that you want to do, you need to feel it through your body. So put music on that you really like, something that is very like different, right? Certain music may bring out a different energy in your dance movements. Maybe you can put on some very like foresty wilderness kind of jams, or maybe you want a little something with some drums, you know? It really depends. It's up to you. Try out different things, but the point is to not judge yourself, not think about your movements beforehand. Just dance. Just feel your body and move in the way you want to feel it. And you know what? When you're doing this fully, it's common, and it has happened that like certain feelings will come up, or you'll feel certain sensations in certain areas of your body. It may feel kind of weird. It may feel really good. It may feel kind of like it's a different form of pleasure that you're going to be feeling, because you're doing whatever it is that your body is intuitively wanting to do. And you may release memories as you dance. You may process emotion as you dance. You may come up with ideas as you dance. The possibilities are endless, but this is really an activity that's going to get you back into your pleasure state, feminine state, and it's going to help you moving forward, going back in your day-to-day life, feeling more confident, feeling more empowered, and that is all I can hope for you. I want you to live your best life, and I know that if you try these tips and you apply them, you're going to see such a shift in your energy, and you're probably going to start to attract bigger and better things into your life, okay? If you want to work with me, all the links in that are in the description. Until next time, love you. Bye. Mwah.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.